We're still following the story of some charitable giving by the federal government to banks. We heard yesterday that 10 banks will repay their bailout money, a total of $68 billion. This morning, we'll focus on one bank that is not considered ready to give back the cash it received at the height of the financial crisis. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
At a time when other banks are trying to move past one of the darkest periods in banking, Citigroup appears to be moving the other direction. The company said it will convert billions of dollars of its preferred shares to common stock this week, a move that will increase the government's stake in the bank to more than a third.
They're just so damaged.
Nancy Bush is managing member of NAB Research, which analyzes the banking industry. She says unlike other ailing banks like Bank of America, Citigroup never built up a U.S. retail banking operation, and now it's the basic consumer deposits that are enabling some banks to claw out from the government's troubled asset relief program.
Citigroup may never come out of it. That is the Darwinian aspect of American banking that is increasingly going to be taking place here. If you're a major bank and you don't get out of TARP pretty soon, then you're going to be competitively disadvantaged.
Citigroup's enduring problems prompted rumors that a government agency, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is trying to oust its CEO, Vikram Pandit. Pandit took the helm in late 2007. As the bank's condition worsened, Citigroup has taken $45 billion in bailout money. Speaking to CNN on Monday, Pandit responded to calls for a shakeup, saying the management has made progress and that leadership changes would only put the company off course.
You know, speculation is only natural when we've had the kind of losses that you've talked about and until we have sustainable profitability. That doesn't make it right.
The FDIC declined comment on the rumors, but according to a source, bank supervisors working for the agency are worried about problems with Citigroup's operations. The source says those concerns prompted the FDIC to request more details about the bank's direction, but that the agency did not call for anyone to be fired. That kind of government oversight may be precisely what bothers executives like Pandit. In the CNN interview, he said his goal is to eventually pay off every bit the bank owes U.S. taxpayers. But disentangling from government involvement might be complicated. Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget in Washington. She says besides paying back the government investments, banks must wean themselves from other government assistance, including loan guarantees.
You want to make sure that the government and the private sector become a little bit more separated as they become so intertwined during this crisis. I think it's going to be immensely complicated.
Nancy Bush, the independent analyst, says at least as far as Citigroup is concerned, it will likely remain under the government's wing indefinitely. What's likeliest, she says, is that the government forces the bank to shed more assets and become much smaller than it once was. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.